there a fast track to success? I think so. In fact, I know so. The fast track to success is popularity, celebrity, or rock star status. Those in the news get their message out the fastest and with the most immediate and urgent impact. So for those of you who like being behind the scenes as I did, if you have a message, product, or program that you want to share, then getting out of obscurity is the fastest way to that goal being accomplished. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you on your mobile device, on the web, or through my syndicated outlets. I bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. Today's topic is Get Out of Obscurity, Why Being Popular Feeds Your Bottom Line. Popular kids, athletes, and members, church members, for example, we all know them. In fact, the fact that we all know them is the important part. Even though popular people in our neighborhood may not be identified as celebrities as such, they are. They are celebrities in their sphere of influence, and they do have fans who subconsciously follow them. These people have fast credibility and strong influences. Big companies look out for these up-and-coming people, influencers, and it doesn't take long before you see them being given all kinds of freebies, being asked to wear a certain thing, drink a certain drink, or they get invited to certain places because these companies and organizations are anticipating that their fans will follow. And guess what? We do. There was a time in my life that I loved my solitude. I tended to shy away from crowds, and most of all, I preferred to be behind the scenes. But this recipe for obscurity will not help me accomplish my goals, nor get this urgent message of profitable stewardship out to those who desperately need to hear it. From as early as I can remember myself, I hated the spotlight. I remember a moment in my life that my family today shares often for laughs, and it was a moment when I won a prestigious award as a child. My whole family was just so proud, and they all gathered together to come to this event to watch me walk forward to collect my award. I got a brand new dress, and I enjoyed the whole dress-up process for the event, but when I got there, and as the moment got closer and closer, this panic welled up inside of me. And when they finally called my name, guess what this girl did? I threw a tantrum, and I did not want to leave my seat to go on that public stage to collect my award. Now, that day I did draw attention to myself, but it was the wrong kind of attention. It was absolute negative attention. I totally embarrassed my family sitting in that seat creating that tantrum, but that left me forever scarred. After that time, I never wanted to go on stage again. Never. That was my decision. Later, as an older teenager, guess what? Some girls decided to nominate me for the Miss St. Hughes Award. Now, Miss St. Hughes was my high school, my alma mater, but I wasn't the only one nominated. A few other potential candidates were as well. So having been nominated, we needed to set up our campaign if we wanted to win that title. Now, I did all the groundwork level campaign, no problem. But this, guys, this was not a beauty contest, and I had to win by earning top spot, or at least the overall community, cumulative spot in three areas. We had a speech, we had to perform some kind of talent, and we had to get the student votes. Well, somehow I managed to get the student vote. I won in that area. Now, I'm going to say it could have had something to do with my looks. Back then I was a pretty good-looking girl. I think that had something to do with it, but when it came to the other two areas, it required me to go on stage. Well, I wrote a boss speech. It was top notch. When my teacher read it, when my everybody was hands down, this was a top boss speech. But when I went on stage to give it, I mean, you could hear that paper shake. I was afraid it was going to rip. I managed to squeak the words out. I never looked at the audience. I looked at the sheet of paper. It constantly rattled in my hands, and I read it like a robot. And after that experience, I was so devastated that on the day it came for me to share my talents, and I had practiced like crazy because I figured that practicing was going to help me get through the ordeal. So I practiced and practiced and practiced, and I was going to sing a song. And I put on my whole costume and everything for it. Now, I won't say that singing is my talent, but I had to perform something. So I went up on stage, they started the music, and nothing. Absolute silence. I just saw all these eyes staring at me, and I was paralyzed. So they started the music again. Once again, I said nothing. Not a word squeaked out from my vocal cords. Now, today you can't get me to shut up, but back then I said nothing. Eventually, it was clear I was not about to do anything. I was ushered off the stage in absolute embarrassment. I honestly don't know what happened to get me to this point now where I am very comfortable sharing, but I know it started with a decision. I decided that I had to learn to get out of this discomfort because I had an important message to share and I needed people to hear it. And the only way they were going to hear it is if I were willing to step up. So I decided to get out of this discomfort. And today, I'm happy to tell you, it is really not a problem for me to present on a stage, to make a video. I can tell you lots of people who today cannot imagine themselves appearing in a video. I make lots of videos. I have over 500 videos on my channel. And I no longer have this fight or flight fear taking control over me just before I need to appear in public. That doesn't mean I don't have the butterflies. It just means it no longer controls my destiny. So I want to just let you know, without doubt, getting out of obscurity is the best way to ensure fast success. And this is what I'm personally striving for right now. So now that I've agreed with myself that I need to get, you know, out of this behind-the-scenes situation, and I'm now willing to put myself out front, it became very clear that those who had popularity, those who were not in obscurity, they were the ones seeing the fastest impact and the fastest delivery of their message to the public. This is why Donald Trump, like him or hate him, gets so much free publicity. His presidential campaign has cost millions and millions less than all the other candidates because everything he does is considered newsworthy. And whether they love him or even more so because they hate him, everybody is talking about him. Guys, we have to get out of obscurity. People do business with people. People do business with people. Companies are built on the reputations of their leaders. So when when you have something in startup, all these big companies that we know today that have the company of itself has its own brand and reputation, it started out with the founder, with the people who started at the base, and they did the legwork, and they created the reputation in themselves, and based on their own reputation is how that company eventually built itself. So we have to get out of obscurity and lend some of our own personal credibility and popularity to the things or the message that we want to share. It starts with us. So as I studied those who had this massive success in their space of influence, I came up with two very obvious strategies. And it's very obvious. You probably already know it. And I've already begun to use many of them, but I figured I may as well share it with you. And it basically is that you have to create your popularity in two areas, online and offline. You have to become popular online and offline. Now, celebrities live by the formula that any press is good press, because even when horrible things are spread about them, the moment that their names are brought back to the front of the conversation, they start to build up that talk. And sometimes there are PR agents deliberately drop some of those negative conversations or anything that will get tongues wagging about their clients. Strategically, it is done. In between your public projects, you still need to get people talking about you and remembering you. Who remembers articles like Child Stars, Where Are They Now? You know, they have to do this stuff so that these names, even though they're not actively doing anything in the public space, remain out there in the public. The internet has allowed a lot of us to gain a global following, and I promise you, it is not silly to take advantage of these incredible opportunities to increase our brand for free in the online space, but we should not ignore the offline strategies as well. My mentor, Grant Cardone, seems to be, for most people, to be an overnight success, but truly, he has been a successful entrepreneur for the last 32 years, but in the last 7, he seemed to just come out of obscurity because he embraced his online, he was successful in offline, but he embraced the online strategies, and this just blew up his global popularity, and what came with it were bigger opportunities, millions more fans, and in turn, he earned his millions at a faster rate. He went from earning the millions over a long period of time to earning them almost overnight. Now, his online strategies took him out of obscurity. And if you know this man or follow him as I do, one of his popular sayings is, if you have a favorite social media, you don't understand social media. So since I've mentioned him, go look him up. And while you're there, look me up too. I am super simple to find at trudybearman.com. Now, your product, program, or message solves someone's problem. But for them to get access to this solution, they need to find you. Staying hidden and expecting prospects to play hide and seek is not a good strategy, okay? So if you have something that needs to get out there, you need to get it out there. Like I said, you need to have online and offline strategies. So let's look at those. Now, there's no way to go into these in more detail. But if you're listening to this on my podcast, then I need you to jump over to trudybearman.com's blog, blog.trudybearman.com. There will be a link on trudybearman.com. And look for the blog with today's title, Get Out of Obscurity. And any suggestion, any links I suggest will be clickable there. So to get out of obscurity does require offline and online strategies for you to have a comprehensive approach and beeline to the success that you seek. Now, offline strategies tend to be more local efforts. So if you have a brick-and-mortar location, for example, and you want customers and visitors walking through your door, you cannot ignore the offline strategy. But I want to tell you that even though I have basically an online business, I neglected the offline strategies, and that was a big mistake. It's a huge, big mistake. So if you ever wanted to, for example, run an event for your business and you do not have an offline presence, you will not put butts in seats. So you, whether you have a local geographic footprint with a brick and mortar business, or you have an online business, offline and online strategies work for both. So you need to have both strategies in place. Just because you have a physical location and a geographic boundary does not mean that you should not play in the online space to build your brand and popularity to take you out of obscurity. And your website will be the most important bridge between your online and your offline success. Today, if you live in your town, online searches are going on for people who live right around you looking for services that you need. If you don't have a website or an effective website, you are missing out on the income that comes with it. Most of the time, my family will order meals from local restaurants online, whether they deliver or they hold it for our pickup. Or sometimes we simply research our date night and we're looking for a local dive. You must have a website, and your online presence should increase your offline success. So online, and then if you have an online business as I do, so all of you network marketers and direct marketers who have basically an online business set up, do not ignore the offline strategies as well, because if you ever wanted to host a party, a home party, or a hotel event, you are not going to get butts in seats if you do not have an online presence. So one of the things that we want to do is For example, this podcast is an example of an online effort to come out of obscurity. Writing blog posts is another way. Your website, blog posts, and podcasts will also be found faster if you use online strategies like proper SEO, which is search engine optimization, and working to improve your Alexa score. You see, your search engine optimization and your Alexa score can be impacted with behind-the-scenes technological help. I use a software engineer to help me with this. Now, I do like to tinker with technology, but what impact he has brought to my work has just been not only measurable, but very powerful. So within the offline and offline strategies, guys, whether you're doing online or offline strategies to get out of obscurity, you still need to show up. You can't just put the website out there and leave it. You can't just make an occasional blog post and leave it. You need to show up consistently, and bring content of value or bring content that people want to engage in. Now, you know, there are so many free platforms out there. I don't tend to stay away from controversial conversations because those are great for getting out of obscurity. I don't do the devil's advocate thing just to get, you know, that, but I will engage in controversial conversations. Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, these are all free platforms, and they do help to build your brand and share your message to a global community for free. But even within those platforms are strategies to engage and increase your visibility even more, helping you become more popular. So you should not only participate in those platforms, but you should participate at the highest optimized level if you can. This is something that I'm personally working on right now, so you can bump up your presence there. So you don't just show up, but you need to show up consistently and provide that content that people want to engage in. And then, of course, you boost it even more with the SEO and technological strategies that will move your brand to the front of the room. Guys, you cannot lead from the back of the room. You need to decide right now to get out of obscurity, step up on that stage, step up boldly, confidently, and urgently, and your success will fast track when you do. One good thing you can do is to share this content with someone who needs to hear it. There are many of us out there who have messages to share, and we need to do that. If you share this message with someone, you are moving them forward and helping them also get out of fast track and get out of obscurity. Get those tongues wagging, people. Embrace your haters, because trust me, those haters move your message along too. As Grant Cardone says, today they love me, tomorrow they hate me, but both days I get paid. So if you want more help to get out of obscurity, I'm actually getting ready to launch a brand new course titled Building Your Reputation, Offline and Online Strategies to Fast Track You Out of Obscurity and Into Success. If you're interested in getting more information about this launch and upcoming details, however you found me today, there will be a link for you to connect with me and simply mention that you would like these updates so that you do not miss out when this launches. Trudy Behrman here. I am super simple to find at trudybehrman.com. Thank you for joining me today, and I do look forward to connecting with you.